This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The government today said that full custom duty exemption will be provided on critical petrochemical products till the 30th of June this year amid the ongoing crisis in West Asia. Member of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Sanjay Mangal, informed this while addressing media at the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Delhi today.
This measure has been taken as a temporary and targeted relief in order to ensure continued availability of critical petrochemical inputs for domestic industry, reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors, and safeguard supply stability in the country. This exemption is expected to benefit a large number of sectors, which includes plastics, packaging, textiles, pharmaceuticals, chemicals, automotive components, and other manufacturing segments.
Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Lav Agarwal, informed that exporters who hold advance authorizations or export promotion capital goods authorizations have been given an additional 3 months period till the 31st of August to fulfill their export commitments. India today condemned the recent attacks on UN peacekeepers deployed in UNIFIL and called for ensuring their safety and security. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India seeks accountability for crimes against peacekeepers as one of the largest and longest-serving contributors to peacekeeping. The spokesperson said New Delhi is in touch with Iran and other countries in that region for unimpeded and safe transit for Indian ships carrying LPG, LNG and other products. He highlighted that 6 Indian ships have been able to safely cross the Strait of Hormuz and India continues to be in touch with relevant parties. Mr. Jaiswal also informed that the UK has invited several countries, including India, for talks on the Strait of Hormuz. He added that the Foreign Secretary will attend the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message today while addressing the Karm Yogi Sadhana Saptah 2026.
आज गवर्नेंस के जिस सिद्धांत को लेकर हम आगे बढ़ रहे हैं उसका मूल मंत्र है नागरिक देवो भव. इस मंत्र में समाहित भावना के साथ आज पब्लिक सर्विस को ज्यादा कैपेबल नागरिकों के लिए ज्यादा सेंसिटिव बनाने पर फोकस किया जा रहा है. अब शासन को सिटीजन सेंट्रिक बनाकर एक नई पहचान दी जा रही है.
A week-long Karm Yogi Sadhana Saptah started from today. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. The Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed in the Parliament after Rajya Sabha approved it with the voice vote today. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. It accords statutory status to Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has congratulated the people of Andhra Pradesh for the new capital of state. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed the Rajya Sabha that the Parliament will again meet after 2 to 3 weeks for an important legislation related to women's reservation. He was replying to Congress leader Jairam Ramesh on legislative business of the House. The filing of nomination papers has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal with the issuance of notification today. 142 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of this month. Candidates may submit their nominations till the 9th of April. Several Islamic nations, including Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Indonesia, condemned Israel's approval of a new bill imposing the death penalty on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, warning that it could jeopardize regional stability. In Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 98 for 1 in 7 overs against Kolkata Knight Riders KKR in the 6th match of the tournament at Eden Gardens in Kolkata when reports last came in. KKR won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.